I'm Sarah Smiley, and I'm running for re-election to the Orange County Board of Education. I'm a current board member. I have two kids in our school system. And, you know, the common thread through my personal and professional life for over 20 years has been a deep commitment to educational excellence and equity for all kids. I experienced the power of a great education myself. My parents had sort of limited job options and lower incomes when I was growing up, and they really wanted me to go to college and have more opportunities than they did. And so as I was growing up and seeing that not everybody had that access to a great education, that really prompted an interest in me in doing something about it. So I studied education policy in college. After college, I taught in a Title I school in New York City. It's just been the focus of my life since then. So the phrase, changing the things I can't accept. So I just can't accept that there are differences in students' outcomes and chances to succeed in life. One of the things that I realized is that change is about people. People make change. And so in my work right now, I'm an advisor to different education nonprofits on how to find and support and keep really incredible, diverse teams of people. I'm running because over the past 4 years, we've laid some really important foundations for making Orange County schools a stronger, really excellent, equitable, inclusive district. That's what our kids need. They need schools where they can thrive and where they can succeed academically. And I want to make sure that we stay the course so that we can see that big success for our students. So you can, you know, picture a train where we've laid out the track and we've got the train onto the track, and then COVID threw these big boulders out on the line, right? And we had to go out of the train and move those out of the way. And mostly that's under control now, and we're in our train and the wheels are turning and it's just starting to pick up speed. And the steadier it is on the track, the momentum builds and the train really starts chugging along. And that's what our kids need, is the train chugging along fast right now. It's really essential. But we know from research that the biggest success in education comes when teams of educators work together over the course of years, heading in one direction. That's when the train picks up speed. That's when it's really like humming along. And so I'm running because we are starting down this track, and I want to see it through. I want to see it in the academic outcomes of kids, and I want to see us get to a place where we're finding joy in the work together after so much difficulty, after COVID, after so many years of educators being targeted and blamed and underpaid and just exhausted. But I still really believe joy is possible in schools, and so that's what I want us to find together. I know this is true every year, but it's absolutely the biggest thing is just the academic growth of our students, right? Their academic success. I want to keep us down this path we're on right now, which is really about consistently getting better at what we're doing every day. That's where that momentum builds. There's a writer named Karen Chenoweth, and she calls the most powerful question in education this question: your kids are doing better than mine. What are you doing? And you can ask that classroom to classroom. You can ask that district to district. That's a really, really powerful question. And so at the board level, we should be asking that question. And we should be keeping tabs on our progress throughout the year and how schools are adjusting and making those improvements and constantly getting better all the time. Another is our students' mental health and well-being. COVID has done a number on all of us, families and teachers and students. And you just have to be okay in order to learn. I want to see us invest more in mental health supports. So I'm really concerned about students' just general sense of connection at school. And so we really need to prioritize that. We know that those teacher-student relationships especially make a huge difference in students' ability to learn. And then the third one is supporting our teachers, recruiting great new teachers, retaining our teachers, and really all of our staff members. You know, North Carolina is in a workforce crisis in education, and I want Orange County schools to be the best place to be an educator in this state, a place where you can find joy in the work together. And I think we have to really focus on creating a climate and a culture where everybody's collaborating around the students, that we're able to focus on that, where we're supporting each other. And I think, you know, we've got to address compensation and all of these other things too. But at the end of the day, I think the thing that really matters most is being in a workplace where you feel like you're being successful and what you're doing matters and like you enjoy being around your colleagues. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think about head, heart, and hustle. The head piece is I'm just a data nerd. Like, I really like to get into the data and understand what it's telling us. The heart is I think I'm a pretty deep listener, and I really value the direct time I have with students and teachers and just listening to better understand what the data is telling us. You know, I think you have to have those two hand in hand. And the hustle is, it's funny as a board member, because as a board member, you sort of sit up in the seat. You're not like deeply, deeply doing the work in schools. But ultimately, this is about doing something. We've got to hustle for our kids. We've got to do the work now. And so I hope that voters will think about sort of the head, the what's the data telling us, the heart, what do we know, really hearing people, and then the hustle, let's get something done now for our kids. I think the most important thing is if we always keep the kids at the center and we really just focus on them, I think we can't lose as a district.